This is part two of this podcast.
Yee! Anyway, back to the scenario, yes. I'm saying, if it's your girl, yeah, imagine your babes, your girl, you take her around AJ, you're thinking, doesn't matter who I bring around, this is my girl.
I'm not taking my babes around AJ.
No, but, so what, so if you had a missus, you would never bring, what?
Yes, I would never, but am I bringing her around man that know that this is my girl?
Yeah.
How did they know?
Because you told them. What do you mean? It's your girl. You come with your girl.
Man ain't insecure. I'll bring my girl around anyway.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying.
If you bring your girl around anyone, she should behave because she's your girl. If she's not your girl, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but the girl.
So I'm saying with Metro. People are saying it's Drake. No, but if this is Metro's girl, I don't know. I'm speculating. If it's Metro's girl, you should behave because Metro's around bare man. Behave, man.
However,
making me look bad.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, not out here wifing, and they shouldn't be wifing. Mm. And that's an example, bro. Mm-hmm. She's probably done something that's giving Drake the green light. Why is she doing that?
Also,
or Drake doesn't rate him.
Or
she don't as well.
What about this? What about if Metro's moving around like he's taking care of his house, but he's not?
What do you mean?
You know, like for example, when a man says, that's my girl, and the girl's pillow talking to Drake, he's not really looking out. Drake say, yeah, let me drop a little pack of, and she's starting to fuck with Drake, because really and truly, she doesn't really fuck with Metro. And the man then found out, because the man then were making it seem, oh, this is Metro's tick. No, it's not. Metro ain't really been doing nothing. I'm the one that's been in the house. It's my feet on the bed. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of vibe Drake gives me. That's the kind of vibe Drake gives me.
And you bringing the man them into it, pause, and making them fall out is more an easier thing for you.
I think Kendrick doesn't like Drake anyway.
I think it's competition. I just think Drake said some stuff in the past.
Yeah. Do you know what it is with this hip hop thing? Man say stuff all the time, but when you're not paying attention, you won't see it or hear it.
But when
you start to piece it together, like, oh, man said something in 2008.
Kanye said something in these Drink Champs, yeah? I don't know if you've seen it, yeah? Where he said, yeah, Drake is very smart and very calculated. He does things where, like, he'll buy a yard five roads down from your gal, and then he'll be living there. He does that. He'll drop a line on a tune and it's a send, but only you know it's a send.
That's genius. That's what Jay-Z used to do.
That's how Drake moves. So he's like, as much as you don't think Drake is just saying stuff, he's sending for bare man, but you won't know until you know. So now everyone's listening to his old music like, oh, he was talking about Kendrick there. He was talking about...
And you're getting mad. You're feeling paranoid.
That's what he's doing.
No, man, I think Kendrick needs to pack it up, man.
Kendrick can rap though.
Yeah, but think about it, yeah. How you've been away for how long? Pause. Like, you ain't made no music for how much time?
Who are you talking about? Sorry,
Kendrick
Lamar.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Me neither.
But you ain't made, like, before. Remember, he dropped Controller Freestyle where he dissed everybody. Cool, you was active then.
Yeah.
You've been away for how long? You jump back on a one feature now and you're sending for the biggest target. This looks a bit beggish.
You know what I don't like about the whole Kendrick thing as well is like, hip hop fans are always going to be biased, innit? But then Kendrick fans always talk like they're not biased. He makes timeless music to you.
You get what I'm saying?
I ain't listened to Kendrick since when?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I have got one Kendrick song on my Spotify.
Poetic Justice.
If I was a sinner.
Oh, no, two, actually. Yeah, that one and DNA. I like DNA still.
Yeah, I got.
And swimming pools and all them things.
Yeah, he's got
tunes. That came out in 2012, bro.
For real.
I don't really like American music, you know? It's mad. I'll send it
away here. UK's doing things.
I really should listen to it. Hold on, who in UK do you listen to?
Potter.
Yeah.
Boost, Tef.
Boost.
Mm. So I'm saying. So like the UK music now, future Metro Boomin's album, can't track the Potter's album.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
What? Potter's new one or the one before?
Thanks for Hating.
What's that? The new one.
Album's brazy.
I don't like that one. I don't like it, but I like the one before that.
Okay.
This one's crazy.
UK can stand up now.
Yeah.
No, you can stand up for a while still.
No.
You don't really listen to music though, but it's been relevant.
UK's been doing this thing for a while, bro. Yeah. I think like the albums
go
are
stream,
like a bit...
Letter to the Streets right now, man.
Big up.
That's a real pain shit, man. Real stuff.
Yeah, I think UK in terms of like, I think now collectively the albums are sounding better.
They are, blood.
Like,
Settlement's Productions, yeah.
It's mad.
Bro, I've been in jail listening to Potter, yeah. From Training Day, the beginning.
Yeah.
What? But the niggas are like, man, have really changed their whole life, the whole perspective. It's mad, bro. One thing about me, man's not a hater, bro. It's mad, bro. Like, it's real still.
I don't feel like a certain man getting enough props. Like that Tefan Boost tape, I don't think he got enough props.
You know why,
see that tape?
There's a lot of this.
Brother, that's one of the best tapes.
Image and bare things, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not straightforward, bro.
It's never been straightforward.
That's why it's annoying though, because you can drop a project and you know it's fire. But people not taking it in. You're like, well, fuck, man.
Because you're not the in thing, bro.
Right, let's have a debate about this. So what certifies it as fire? Because remember, I used to make music. I used to think I was hard, pause. I used to think Juicy J was whack. But them man there sell millions and I don't even get 50 streams. But universally, he's accepted by so much more people than me. Like, do you know what I mean?
Me, to answer your question, I'd say, I think people need to invest in your story. I think Juicy J has a story. We might
what's
not know.
Story?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. We might not know his story.
He's one of the original Memphis.
Three Six Mafia.
He has a story. Like he's got. Like if you go to his city and say Juicy J, there's references now in certain tunes for Juicy J, and I'm like, how did you not even catch that? It's because they know the story. They know they know the back end. Like you see, like Drake, for example. Drake makes a lot of songs here, but he caters it to a particular sound that's from a particular city. So one city will be rocking with Drake because of one song on the album. You might have no idea because that song might be the least streamed song on his album.
Because it's not about talent no more, really.
It's not.
Look at my man.
It's your story.
Not. Boss Man D-Lo. Man said, bad bitch, 50 Flow. Ian Hibachi. He's further than your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Where are you from, America?
Florida. You ain't heard it, the TikTok.
America's different.
America's different. Remember, the sheer volume of people in America. You can just go...
Big in your state.
Yeah, big in your state, you're gone.
But who's relevant here, then?
You got to speak of someone new.
Alright, Fredo. Fredo's good. I think Fredo's decent. But I think there's enough man from here who can probably rap better than him.
Yeah, but Fredo's
and they'll never get to where he is.
Yeah, but Fredo's not new, though. He's been around for a minute.
No, but this is what I'm saying. But there's a man in a studio somewhere saying he's the hardest out and he's better than Fredo and everybody.
Yeah.
But statistic-wise, you're not.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a story.
No, he doesn't. Do you know, no one knows him yet. That's why.
Yeah. Like, for example, if we're talking about, not to speak on you too much stuff here.
Yeah, but
Fredo's got a story. Whether you like it or not, he's got a story. He was affiliated with this person. He's from a particular ends that everyone fucks with or no one fucks with. There's a story.
So to be the complete musician, it's not just about the talent. And there's a lot more things.
You said musician. So there's a lot of people who are musicians. They can make great music. It's got nothing to do with their story, as in charts and other. Like, you conflate the two. The music business or making music. Someone who can make music is not necessarily going to be the best artist.
And vice versa.
So
are you the best then?
Or the most pop? Depends on what the metric is. What are you measuring? That's why this whole rap debate.
But it's all opinion. The only thing that is tangible is stats.
Numbers.
What else is tangible?
It's tangible, but then you've got to apply. Like if Ice JJ Fish dropped that tune, was that tune?
Something.
You know, that yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if one day we look at the history books here and we see Ice JJ Fish number one, he's in the Hall of Fame of number one artists. Does that mean he made it?
He would
have been
in the Hall of Fame. He just got number one.
That's an extreme because he's not even making serious music, though.
No, but I'm saying there's artists like that, though. Like, what's my man's name? Let me whip. Let me nay nay.
Yeah.
Who's that again? Some guy called Selecto, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, America has bare them one hit wonders.
Then he turned out he was he's a criminal. He got bags for something.
Oh,
yeah.
Everyone's criminals.
What's that? You see that? There's one new youth. There's like 17 or 16 or something. Some rapper in America, and he was like rapping mad. Like his voice was crazy, and then he just got 768 years the other day.
Not 10K.
Yeah, so he got some. Yeah,
the race.
Google it. Yeah,
768 years.
He got a mad sentence, bro.
Is he from Atlanta?
Google it. He got a mad sentence. Brother,
that's
mad.
Yeah, look.
Mad sentence.
That tune was a banger.
Let me get one, please.
One more, Maggie.
Oh, so his guy's name. The guy's name that I'm talking about is it Selento? Whatever his name is, but he was indicted in August 3rd, 2021 on charges of malice, murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm whilst committing a felony.
Wow.
But you know what, America...
Let me nene.
Wow,
crazy. See, in America, people don't realise that, like, it's not a joke in certain places. Certain man rap and you think, banter. No, it's not banter, bro.
That's like over here as well, though.
Not every man's banging like that here.
In certain scenes, you would believe so.
That's what I'm saying. Some, but to be fair, in terms of drill, yeah, because when I saw a poster of like bare drill,
bag at them,
but bare man in drill.
But you see that same thing.
You don't respect drill, innit?
No. Whether you respect it or not, I'm just saying the amount of man that in jail from that genre is crazy.
All right, cool. So the statement you just made, I think it applies in America. I think someone like Drake is someone that people think they can mess about with, and then he lets them know, brother, I got one.
I see one of his legends just before coming banging out on the internet.
Yeah, Backer.
Yeah, Backer's a good.
You don't know about OVO.
Backer,
but you know, man, I'm big money.
Man, said pick a side, but you don't know what they're saying. You know what's being said.
No, but that doesn't decide from.
But you don't know what's being said. You're behind closed doors. We don't know.
You know the problem?
No, but it's not a point, all over again, you know?
We don't know. I speculate. I didn't say it's facts.
No, you know, we know the problem with this year, for example. Like, you, this could be a room. We could all be rappers here. And your issue with Taze might be, Taze thinks he's, he thinks he's better than me. But you can't say that because everyone will say you're a weirdo for it. So now Taser grabs a girl off you, and then now, so now nah, fuck, you see, fuck Taser. It's like, bro.
Yeah, but they, you all the real niggas know you're idiot.
I know, but sometimes, you know what people do? They'll make a, like, they'll make something out of something that's not real. Because remember, you can't get onto a man for something dumb, innit? You know how man them are. Man them are like, oh, man up, man, what are you doing? But man will escalate another scenario. So I feel like, I don't think this is just about a girl. There's more to this. It could be Green Eye with Drake. I don't know
Kendrick,
what it is.
Okay, so what about if I just don't like the guy? People never consider that. I don't think Kendrick just, I just don't like this.
That's a bit feminine.
They made a song together though. No,
what does that mean?
No, I'm saying at one point in time they were all right.
Yes, and then maybe he saw some funny shit. He said, I don't like this guy.
But it's like DMX, RIP to DMX, but it's just like, he's like, I don't like Drake.
I don't think Drake gave a fuck.
I don't think we're speaking from the perspective of Drake giving a fuck. I'm just saying that people like to do this kumbaya thing. It's rap. Sometimes I might just not like you. And because I'm not allowed to say it, because I have to have a problem with you, I don't know what the problem is.
We need to stop being enablers then.
Yeah.
Because if my brethren's moving like a idiot, I'm going to tell you. So you see, like, if you got a friend, yeah, and he has, because people say, like, I'm backing my brethren right or wrong.
Regardless, yeah.
Do you lot do that?
No.
Because I'm not. Because if my brethren's wrong, is wrong to me.
Yeah.
But it depends on where.
Until a man put his hand on you and then all day
My only caveat with that situation is just because my brethren's in the wrong doesn't mean I'm going to drag him online.
Yeah, yeah.
No, of course not.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with that.
People want you to drag them online.
Yeah, keep it in house.
I didn't like that. I think
But this new generation, they're not on all that though.
Yeah, they want to bring it online.
Because I think we're enabling. If you're going to ride out for your brethren online and send threats over some foolishness, you know, he's keeping up. You're being an enabler, no?
No, but I think the difference with Drake is Drake's changed lives. Like, for example, Bacca was in jail when he came out. Drake nasted him.
So that means you can be bought then.
So I think it's a case of this is the cash cow, like, and this is, he's changed everyone's lives. So you're not fucking with him.
The reason why I use two as an example, but maybe I'll use them two as an example, yeah, is that if something's gone wrong, okay, let me give an example. He might have a problem with someone, yeah, at my event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in his mind, Taser, it's on site. I'm speaking to him to say, big man, calm him down. It's not that. It's my event. So I'm the caveat here. It's like, it's because it's Taser's event. If it wasn't my event, this you here, face is gone. That type of vibe, yeah? It's the same with you two. If he has a problem with someone, he's like, I understand it's Taser's event, but that's the you, da-da-da-da-da. You're not going to be like, yeah, but like, think of the pod and da-da-da-da.
No, but I need to know the issue is.
Yeah, but if he gets into a swingers, you're not thinking that. You're jumping straight in. Yeah, so we're there. But
if he's going to address to me that he has a problem with this person, this needs to be a valid reason.
I think Taylor's talking about it. It's too late now.
It's too late. It started.
What you've just said, though, like, it could, like, the reasoning.
Yeah.
So the reasoning could be an idiot thing. Yeah. I need to know, like, say, like, if it's over a gal, I'm not, I don't care about the aesthetics. At the end of the day, the story is these men are fighting over gal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in a man swinging fists and doing the most over gal. Because I think that's a clown.
Yeah, but if it's happening already,
I got to back my boy.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But if I can de-escalate it before, going to chat to my boy. Like, who don't even care about you.
Put a fat disclaimer on that. Man wouldn't even do that to you, though.
No, I know. It was an example.
Because that's what caused the loads of issues.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No. But I'm just saying there's certain things I've seen in my events here, and I'm just like, and the reason why I'm making it personal, is that when I now hear the story, I'm like, you know, I can't even blame you, bro.
Bro, my estate split in two. Like the big divide, you know, like the whole ends is war and sex split in two.
Where from?
Lower Toes Hill. This is a long time ago, though. So, boom, it's split in two. I'm from down the road from the estate. So, you lot's politics is before my time. So, I've joined this group now. You lot have divided. Now, man are telling me pick a side. No, I fuck with both of you. I'm not picking us. And I think the reasoning is foolery. So, now I just don't chat to none of you then.
I'm not going to.
I don't agree with this reasoning. I think it's cowardly of me picking a side when I think both of you are wrong.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I'd rather collapse myself. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. If it's, I'm not riding out over nonsense. I care about myself too much.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's easier for you. No, it's true, but you remember.
A lot of men did.
My whole ends is divided.
A lot of men wouldn't do that, bro. A lot of men were given to peer pressure.
Exactly.
And the side that's more guaning.
Yeah.
There is that, but remember, but if you did live on the estate, you'd have to pick a side.
No, you wouldn't.
Not necessarily.
But I had to find new friends. What do you mean? I can't go to my estate no more.
Yeah, to a degree though. If you're walking through, man, that man
no,
is saying,
you wouldn't. They know that you're not involved, so.
Yeah. Mm. Yo.
Nah, I don't agree.
It's not
like 80% of
the man, if you're living in it.
Nah, bro,
Taser's from fucking.
Is that funny, yeah? Bro, Taser's from Redfern, bro.
I get what you're saying, but it depends.
Banging one. That's the best example, bro.
It weren't easy, bro.
It's not easy. What I'm going to say is, bro,
That's probably why they couldn't get a haircut, innit?
And also, for example, I put this way, yeah, but I hear what you're saying. But generally speaking, for example, if there's two sides warring you and you're like, and you live in the estate, obviously, don't talk to no one. That's what you're saying. But generally speaking, if you do chat to a man and a man sees that, like, right, is that?
But and, you know, and, I think it is, well, I think it's because you're neutral. Because for example, I don't know you from, but I know you today, yeah? Mm. I know he's a rapper, whatever. If he's got an event and there's bangers from both sides, his brethren's, whatever, just say you're beefing someone else.
I wouldn't have been them though.
Yeah, but out of respect for you, he's not going to do nothing. But because...
Brother, you let him finish.
You know, but because you're who you are, you have to pick a side. You ain't got a choice. You can't be like Taser, be neutral, like, rah, brother, it's my event, none of that. You have to pick a side. You got to be on his side or be on the other side.
Nah, I hear what you're saying. Do you know why? True. You see the birthday party you missed? Certain man couldn't come. I had to let man know.
I know.
Whose birthday it is so they know. If you decide to come and anything happens, it's on you, not on me. Because you know, sometimes I do invites, yeah? Like, you see, even when Boost phones me and says, I'm rolling, Taze, I let him know who's coming.
Mm.
Just so you don't get blindsided and think, well, why didn't you tell me my man?
But that's what you're meant to do, though.
You say you're meant to do that. How many men know they're meant to do that?
Man, I fucking don't.
Yeah, but they don't know. I've seen a DJ look at a man, yeah, and say, oh, he's here. So that means his gang's here. Ops are there too, you know, and try run a man's tune.
Yeah.
But I don't get yourself bottled for no reason, bro. Relax, man. Looking for the weed.
DJ's just trying to be friendly.
And that happened
at bare politics, man.
Yeah, don't get involved.
Everything just depends who you are, man.
My guy, yeah. I would yeah, see I me, bro. Does, man's, yeah. I've done jail, bro. So, and man's a cool guy.
Mm.
So, I've got friends from all over. And what I've noticed there, it's kind of like not a good thing at the same time. You know,
get sticky.
Brother, it's Pete, bro, man. Like, I got a man that's my dog. Like, man, do certain things with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got man from over there. I know, like, they see each other. It's
that's the same with
you're
me.
Preaching to the choir.
It's that's, bracking, bro, that's the same thing with me.
Like, this exactly is deeper than everything. See, and I am no one to tell them, nah, this is my birthday. So now, it's so real. Like, man's turning 30 in May, innit?
Mm.
I'm saying, my
are you still doing it?
Yeah.
So how are you going to pattern it?
Someone's missing out.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. But you're not inviting both of them.
No, I would never.
Who's behaving?
Who's behaving? But it is what it is, bro. If man want to be mad at me,
don't say other size that. It's size that no one around us got a problem.
Yeah, bro. But you have to understand something. I ain't got an issue.
Mm.
You might just happen to have an issue, bro. That's not my thing.
But remember, because of who you are, that's what you're standing on.
Hey, I just thought of something so random, yeah. The other day, yeah, I was leaving the gym. I was driving through Collindale, yeah. I drove past the station, and I see Roller. And I was beefing the horn. And Rola just looked at the window and said, wow, God, and kept it moving. But then I think I messaged him. What
he
I said,
moving militant.
I said, Ro, what, you didn't care about the ops in that? He said, ops don't beep their horn.
Yeah, for true.
Remember, I linked you and I said, nah, let's come with this road and roll around the corner.
Yeah. It's Pete.
Bro, my guy, let me tell you something, yeah?
I was minding my own business, so every time.
I'm going to keep, look, what... I've done too much years, bro. I just want to chill, bro. Allow me, bro.
So you're on the fence then. You're on the fence.
Of course.
You're on the fence, bro.
I get told the same thing, bro.
I get told the same thing.
Keep it real. You're not on the fence.
Brother, niggas know what's going on.
You're not on the fence.
Well, you're not.
It's not a thing where it's two sides beefing. He just wants to have a good time. You're not on the fence.
So you see, like that lifestyle, yeah?
It's long.
If you could rewind time and get rid of that.
Brother, You see the small print? I didn't read it, bro. Do you understand? I didn't read it.
It's not what you signed up for, is it, as well?
Bro, I learned on the job.
This is the fakest thing out here, bro.
Bro, that's what broke my heart.
What is?
This whole thing, man's been living, it's all a lie, bro.
Even when we was at the O2 the other day, I had to be in my P's and Q's. I didn't even know what I'd done. I ain't done nothing wrong. It's just who I'm saying hello to. I don't want to say what it was, but where we were, and I saw you two, man, and then we saw... Why is my say, like, who's talking about it?
I'll be real, shut
up. You can't remember.
Even that. In my mind, what I saw, I'm like, brother, it should be cracking. And I don't even want to be here. It weren't that at all. But I can't say because it's not my business. Because I know if that ever came out, people would be like, that's not what happened. Like, why are you?
Yeah, but you know why though, bro?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Man's trying to get into a certain place.
No, I know. Time and a place is smart.
That's
how full of my events.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
No, but it should
what?
Be.
What?
Nah. Yo, my guy. Let me tell you something.
Why are you going to respect O2, but not me?
O2, you're sleeping in the cells.
Time and a place don't matter for certain things that I've on my side, bro. Don't matter about time and a place. Listen.
No, but if
it don't matter.
No. But if I don't matter. Okay, but if I phone you,
you're gonna sleep in the cells.
What
can you really do in the O2?
Let me tell you something. This is that jail, yeah. You want to feel good about yourself because you punched the man, bro. Is that gonna make you feel better? Like, I'm gonna keep it true now. So when niggas, I didn't do this or what to have a fight for 6 seconds. That's gonna make you feel better.
Yeah, but now you got now because
it's real.
Yeah, but because of who you are, you can explain yourself. If it was like someone lower rank than you, they can't explain themselves.
That's
to them.
Their fucking business, bro.
That's what we're talking about, though. But those those people, them rankings there. There's certain events that you can't bring them to. Because you know what they're like.
You know why they're the worst.
They're the worst.
They've got point to prove.
Yeah, I know.
Brother, let me tell you something.
Mark's told me a story, and it solidified a story that I've always heard. It's like an urban tale. I never knew why it started. And then Margs was telling me a story one time, and it's the same story. And I'm like, so that's why it happened.
Mm.
But it was so stupid, bro. It was a man that was just trying to like fit in. I want to impress you, man. So he done a madness.
But you know what's funny, yeah? I don't know if it's true, but I see a YouTube video, yeah? The Bloods and Crips started over some girl.
Oh.
And I'm like, bro.
All time also.
Bro, look where you have a man have died. Yeah, if you look at the
Civil War. And now they run LA.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It escalates. After that, it's not about the girl no more.
Do you get what I'm saying? But if one man would have just said, yo, you're being a claffy over girl. You got us out here. You made me leave my yard.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But you know what kids saying is true? Because there was a point in time when we were doing Lux, and one of the men from the area came to the rave, yeah?
Exactly.
One brother, you know when someone don't know who the person is, so this person is trying to run it, and in Lux, I was always just chilling, but I always be looking at stuff, and I could see it. I walked over, I'm like, yo, what's going on? So I'm saying to my man, nah, just allow it, whatever. But the brothers he was with, I've never seen before, were on go, bruv. Like, all he had to say was, this brother was finished. So what you're saying is true. A lot of the time is, we're talking them from our point of view, but there's certain man that, they want to get their straps, bro. O2, they're doing it, bro.
Was that the day that...
You were there that day.
You know, that's the day that I went to go sign
my
contract.
I wasn't even there.
But for some reason, we couldn't do DocuSign online. They needed pen on paper. So I had to drive to Lux to sign, put my signature on this Spotify contract, yeah? That was the same day. For some reason, every time I'm out with him or Keith, a madness happens. It's like, I'm...
Keith is a bad luck charm. That's why he's not on free shots.
If Keith wasn't here, whatever, would you lot sign a deal and then now man's folded back and Keith ain't here, bro? I feel like I'm
flipping.
Fuck
you. You did say that still.
Fucked.
But before we move on, yeah, so you see the man that you said he just got like that and they'd be on goal.
Yeah.
People like that need to be in jail or sent to war. Them people are not all there in their head and they go around wreaking havoc.
That's your brethren, you were talking
about. They got trauma.
No, but
talking about
your brethren. No, your
brethren too, though.
They got trauma.
No, but to be fair, they didn't do that, though.
Yeah, on that day. But you see that way you're just at the fence like a pit bull, ready to go.
Yeah.
You're not all there, bro. You shouldn't be out here with us normal civilians.
That's why you got to
play. That's why you don't bring them out.
That's why you don't bring them out.
Cool. Yeah, but you... Then you got to pick a side.
No, it's true. No, you're right.
Bro,
yeah, but if they're on your side, you don't mind bringing them out.
Let me tell you something, bro. I'm going to have a birthday, bro.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm telling you. Man, I'm missing out, bro. I don't care, bro.
I'm on a tabled roller, by the way.
No, you're good. You lot are good. You lot are good. But what I'm trying to say is, yeah, someone have to miss out. Like, bro, this gal in there. I don't want no issues, bro. This is on man's name.
Do you know what's mad?
Man's trying to change man's life.
No, no. Like, I'm sitting here loving what you're saying. Because the next time you phone me, say you are plus 12. Big man.
Nah.
I got tried.
Yeah, for real.
Plus 12. That what you're saying?
That would have been the whole.
Is that what you're saying? Plus 12.
For real.
No. Plus 12.
I've hit 12 addresses.
No man's
council tax, that is.
Yeah.
12,
man.
And I'm saying, nah, I never said 12. The rumor is, I actually said 9.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's
10 of you, look. That's crazy. Plus 9.
Me.
Plus 9.
Me?
That's mad.
My right
that's
hand.
That's 3 cards.
Left hand.
That's 3. That's three.
My forehead.
My lung.
Wait. No, gal.
No, gal.
Nobody hear it.
There's big gal there.
Wait. Why would I bring girls out when my girl's at home?
Yeah, obviously.
Why would I do that? Anyway.
Plus 9 is brazy,
bro.
Just in case he loses the ticket.
I've never heard that number. A man has never messaged me saying plus 9. Nah, I'll look at it like, what?
Do you know how much capacity that is taking?
That's bro, bad, is it? Now, fuck that.
That could be
there's some young youths that need to come out. They need to, you need to take them. Let me tell you something, yeah?
But the pitbulls that you talk about.
No, they're not pitbulls. Yeah. They're not pitbulls
because
they're
battering.
That's the same thing.
They need to come out, bro. They need to float outside and see what's going on because life is bigger than Grand Park, bro.
Nah, I hear you.
Do you understand? That's what I'm trying to bring them out.
If you said go, would they go?
No, they're not doing that, bro. Why are you doing that, bro? Take them to the museum.
What's it called? I've been there with my daughter.
The aquarium.
Westminster.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Nah, but I do hear what you're saying, but bro.
But I have to bring them out sometimes, bro.
Nah, I hear it.
But man would, listen, you know, man would never come to an event. Even if man sees someone, a man is meant to have issues with him on paper. I'm not on all that, bro.
Do you know what's mad? The fact that you've said it, cool. I love it. But nah, you've done it.
Two different things.
No, but you've done it. You've done it.
Like,
you've actually done it.
And you know, yeah,
there was a situation.
Let me tell you something.
Where a man looked at me and said, bro, I don't feel safe in it. I said, then leave. Like, I don't understand. Then leave. Nah, but like, I said, bro, like, them man are my lot. Like, you have to leave. I understand what you're saying. You bought your ticket, but if you're the one that feels intimidated, you have to leave.
Homeboy needed a reimbursement, bro. That was his last P, man. Them man are down bad, cuz.
Wow.
I guess he was holding the money.
Why?
Wow.
Yeah.
But I was holding the money tight as a door.
Man, they get no reimbursement for me, man.
But them man is down bad, bro. And then forget
them. Wait, is that what he said to you?
Yeah, in the middle of the convo.
My mom has a
chat, bro. Yeah,
ask for
reimbursement.
No, not reimbursement.
He didn't feel safe there.
But you know he said that. You look like, bro.
I can't remember.
Yeah, because you know it was on a cool vibe. Listen, we're not here
but
for
that. But I don't know that no more,
yeah,
bro.
I know, I hear it.
I don't think man are understanding, bro. Man just
trying to rap. It out. It's just one man.
No. But like I said, it happens. Like, even when there's a madness that happened in Westminster, yeah. Literally 20 or 30 minutes before it happened, I got a phone call. Taser, where are you? Said, I'm so-and-so. He said, yes, girls have told me, leave.
What? Girls?
He said, girls have told me you're there.
Oh,
leave. Oh, leave. Am I giving a drop?
Yeah, leave. But I'm like, what? He's gone. Whenever I ever phoned you and asked you to leave, I said, you know what? You're right.
I remember that summer.
Half an hour later, brother.
That summer was hot,
lifted,
man.
Like 18,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but I was getting lifted that summer.
What?
That summer was hot.
What year was that?
That was two summers ago.
No, it wasn't after COVID. It was before COVID.
Yeah, 2018.
It wasn't before COVID.
It wasn't during COVID.
No, it wasn't, but...
Because we wouldn't have been at that venue. It was before COVID.
No. It wasn't that long ago, bro. I swear to you. It wasn't this summer. It was the summer before.
I'm telling you.
White party, I remember.
You think that was 2021?
He remembers vividly, boy.
No, I remember.
He was there. In a string vest.
I remember this for
a white string vest.
In a white string vest.
I'm telling you, bro. It wasn't that long ago, bro.
Marina.
You can Google it. Google the...
Basic. Oh,
remember the Pride Embankment thing?
Hey, I'm Taser.
The moral of the story is kids don't go to work, man. Go to work and play football.
Pay tax.
We didn't ask for this. We just grew up in an environment where it existed and we found a way to maneuver. That's all it is, really.
Mm.
I don't think anyone asked for this, but I'm happy that the man them are here. We've gone through, because even you making a stance to say, you man, I'm not talking rude, to either side. But that's not easy to do.
That's the hardest.
Certain man are jobless. They'll be on your doorstep. You're like, but it's not even your problem. Why are you so angry?
Nah, fuck that chips guy. What do you mean he's not talking to no one side?
Bro, I had the same kind of situation via social media, innit? And like I said, that, for example, I had like 8 stories, for example. One story might have had 100 views. Like the 6th story had like 400 views. So I've known that story's been sent to benefit
people.
Thinking, hold on. So you didn't watch us. Then I see the names. I'm like, oh, okay. Man, message you next day. Like, yeah, bro, you can't be with a certain man. And then I was like, I'm a grown ass man. I go where I want to hang out. These are my friends from school. Yeah, but bro, if man sees them and da da da, I'm like, bro, forget all this, man. You got to leave it behind now, bro. Like, forget it now, bro.
One thing,
but the only thing you can't you can't tell a man
to leave something.
Yeah, you can't, bro.
Yeah, but like, I know the fool. Just I said, I know.
Feeling, bro. That feeling, fuck.
But what you can say to man is like, don't involve me. But that's whatever you're gonna do is what you're gonna do. But I can't tell you how to feel. Cause I don't know what mama done to you.
But I'm involved regardless because they're my friends.
You are and you're not. If you're not, remember, if you didn't call the situation. And they're not gonna. If both sides are not gonna listen to you, there's nothing you can really
and
do, bro.
Also, that depends on who you are. Because if you're a joke, man ain't gonna listen to you. Realistically, if you're with this banger that and that banger's beefing, and you're friends with that banger, if you're a joke, man, that banger and that banger don't care about you. But if you're somebody that stands with business and they know what you're about, they're both gonna respect man and not do nothing around man. Like for example, Taser.
Yeah, but that's a Taser event. But if the Taser's just on road and they see each other,
I feel it would be the same. If you got a situation and Taser's there and one of your
just because Taser's there,
we're not gonna respect Taser.
Because Taser's there.
Yeah.
No, but you're saying outside.
Not his event.
Event is different.
No. That messed up his whole business.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, come at the Taser. No, whatever it is.
If it's not my event and it's just me being there, like I'll go there. I'd go there to be like, yo, what's the problem? But if I'm, like I said to you, if he tells me Taser, leave it alone, I'm leaving it alone, bro.
Mm.
Leaving it alone.
Oh, you know what the honest truth is, bro? Man's trying to leave that, bro. Like, I don't think man understand it, bro.
Trying and doing is two different
things. Bro, man's praying. It's not that easy, man. Don't go certain places. Man don't do a lot of things, bro. Mm. Man's just come out. I'm not on it, bro. Allow me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. And that's why I make the phone calls and let man know that so-and-so is going to be here.
I need to understand this, bro. If you still turn
up, you're turning up for what? Like, I've told you so-and-so is going to be here and they're coming with however many men, because maybe it's a man's birthday. Mm. I'm not letting you know because I'm telling you not to come. I'm letting you know because I'm telling you to, like, ideally not come. But then some man will look at that, yeah, don't worry, I'll pattern.
Mm.
That's not what I meant, man.
Yeah. You know, bro, I set up a war now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man, but we're all just trying a thing at the end of the day. But again, going back to the beginning, because pod, name drop, no one cares what French Montana has to say about Drake and Kendrick, man.
Oh, he's going to say stuff.
Do we need to
talk? Like,
I ain't heard him say nothing.
No, he meant to be fasting. What's he doing?
No, wait. That's a rubber dog.
No, but you don't like, for a lot.
No, but you don't like, for example, Nav has unfollowed Drake and...
Rick
Ross has unfollowed Drake.
Yeah, but no one cares about
that. But you see what I'm saying? All of these men are
picking up.
That's the whole point of the pick a side thing. Man, I'm following
Jake anyway,
bro. But why are you... My thing is, why are you picking a side?
Because like you're weak.
No, because Rick Ross, you're not even involved. No one's even mentioning you.
Nah, but he's weak.
But that's the problem.
Drake's not that guy.
No, Joey, the problem is for me.
It means he's not the guy.
Because if you're not unfollowing, the man's picked the side.
Do you know what it goes back to? It goes back to the PR thing, though. Because sometimes I feel like some people just doing this for PR. Like, because now we're talking about Rick Ross. I wasn't talking about you before. You're not even involved.
I said, Ian, pillow talking with girls eating sandwiches.
The way she hotted him up was different.
He's not with the short hair thing no more, isn't
it? Nah, she dropped him out.
Oh.
She dropped him out?
They broke up. I just see it as she dropped him out.
It's true. She must have.
Yeah.
Actually,
but we got 6 minutes. We got to wrap up, yeah?
No way we got 6 minutes.
Yeah. You came late, man.
Fire. But boom.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I told you. What time did you start today?
No, I was late.
What time did you start? What, 9? No, not.
It was supposed to be 9. Wait,
wait, 8:40. Wait, 9 o'clock then?
It was supposed to be 9 o'clock, but and I slept.
I got here at maybe like 10 to 9.
Yeah, we didn't start.
Marks and Loons
were here before.
They finished about 9:05.
Mm. Oh, sit down.
Yeah, don't know behavior before.
Where's the other guy that ain't got no girl being us?
What is going on here?
That's what I said.
Nah, I'm because I don't believe you're alive.
What I'm about to say. A guy stopped me yesterday, yeah?
Jesus.
At the event, yeah? With strings. I'm like, oh my God. I got my hood up. I'm all high in that. She's like, oh, I see you on the podcast. So what podcast? 3 Shots Tequila. So, all right, cool. Every single time I've been stopped about a podcast, 3 Shots Tequila, it's never been no behavior. Them man ain't got no cap.
Now you know what they
are. Now you know what?
No way.
I've never been stopped in a man. Brother, everyone that stopped me about no behavior.
Look at where Taylor's bust up too hard still. You're laughing too hard.
Kid phoned me one day.
1,000 men at the after party.
Oh my God.
I'm not letting
free girls.
Kid phoned me one day and he said, brother,
free girls.
Now I know why you went home.
I can say free girls.
Bro, I went home.
There was 3 girls at the after party. Alright, cool. I'm gonna wind for 1 second. You go after a lie. Even tap each other in, bro. It's tag team to get into wine with them and
bro, it's mad. We're all in the same like podcast region.
Yeah, but
the audience is a completely different, bro. Like, you can't completely.
I'm good in jail now because of them, man. I'm good in jail. A man said they watched me on No Behavior in jail. Do you know how much effort that is?
But let me tell you something.
That's a YouTube download, USB upload, insert, risk crime, go past Govs and sit down on a visit. Exit. That's a lot of work,
yeah, but that's a testament to your audience, though. That's
what we're saying. No,
but it is, though. Don't do that.
No, all I'm saying is,
he's never been approached by no girl for no behavior.
No, that's what he said.
That's actually my guy. Mark's my guy. Luz might be the funniest person on YouTube. Yeah, I swear down. But what I'm trying to say is, bro, why am I coming to your show and there's 3 girls, bro? I'm not here trying to buy no Jack Daniels and a thing there, bro.
I said Jack Daniels.
Bro, this is bad behavior, bro.
It's called no behavior.
That's why it's funny. It's called no behavior. Yeah. That's
bro,
exactly.
This is mad, bro.
They invited a crowd that have no... But there's girl in there, though. Let's not lie.
Yeah,
of course. Marks' face. Marks has got the girl in, man.
Yeah, I was single there, so that's I caught a sweet one.
It's Marks.
Yeah.
Is that the girl in my pen game?
What, they're not...
Oh, yeah, bro. Man, saw some girl at pen game.
Had the girl at pen game were kind of like...
No, they're different, bro.
Oh, yeah. Man done that.
That's a fact, though. It's a fact.
Bro, man was at Penn game yesterday.
How did you know
man? Man chilling, yeah. A girl's walked past the man them, yeah. And the man's like, she looks all right, yeah. And then she walked back and said, yeah, I see you, man's podcast.
Spotted, man.
Spotted you.
Jesus Christ.
What are
you doing?
She was trying to clean that one up. She looked prison pretty woman. I was intimidated.
Yeah, big up you, man.
Do you want to go to a girl spotting you? I've never been spotted by a girl in my life.
Shout out Marks,
Beano, Salute, man.
They're
my guys, man. This ain't got no gal like that, bro. I keep it real, bro. They're my guys, though.
Man's in a full-blown happy relationship, you know.
But I'm just saying, why am I coming there and I'm seeing babes? You give me anxiety, bro. Because the babes in the car. Why is the babes screaming, bro? You don't have to scream. I don't know you. No, I'll rate the tune, bro. Yeah, you screamed me 3 minutes ago, bro.
That's it.
What's going on, bro?
But you get that, though, sometimes, where the man is still looking
at
you
and you're like... You don't know
whether they're a fan, there's a problem. You're just looking at them like, what's going on here?
A lot of men don't know about body language.
Yeah, it's mad.
Brother, do you know how much times I've been stopped since I've come home? And I'm saying to the guy, bro, like, come on, man.
Body language is mad, bro.
You all got your fucking blue shirt and you want to help me up. Bro, you're giving me anxiety, bro.
But remember, these people listen to your music.
Yeah, brother.
What does your music portray?
Let it to the streets.
Yeah.
All right, nah.
Yeah.
Go fresh, check it out.
Fresh home.
Fresh home.
Stop, bro. I just want to be a good guy.
You'll be on my gap still.
Yo, before
I love you, you know.
Before we finish, this is going to go around the room. What's everyone's worst struggle meal growing up? I see what that brother thingy, he said he used to eat pear and rice.
Pear and rice.
I still eat it now, but go on.
No, like a pear. Pear.
That's crazy.
He said he knew he was down bad when his mum used to make him pear and rice. He's like, yeah, we're down bad today.
Mine's two. Hard dough bread and Pepsi. Oh,
that's crazy. Way are you a scientist? What is that? That's an experiment.
Grab the bread.
That's like an experiment.
You home alone.
I saw it for my dad.
That's crazy.
What does it's like a bread, ain't like,
it's
a hard bird.
Certain Nigerians, you know the bread that you can like in the bag,
yeah,
you can rip it.
You rip it
and you take the top off and you pour Fanta in it. My bread used to do that.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
You're not meant to pour
it. You used to pour the Fanta in there, bro.
That's too much.
Hard dough bread and Pepsi.
It's a drench bread. It's hard dough bread and Pepsi is crazy.
I knew leather trousers was a different blood. I knew it, you know, on the entrance. Drenched bread.
And the other one.
That roller, don't play with him.
Other one is Gary and peanuts.
That's not really a struggle, man. That's a snack.
Mm. That's a struggle move for me. Because for me, it was when there was nothing else in the fridge.
Rice all the time, rice and kidney beans and all that.
Nothing else.
That ain't struggle move, though.
The whole week you can have that and meat, and you're good, man.
No, just kidney beans and rice. Nothing else.
That
was involuntary vegan.
I was scared, man. Kidney beans and white rice. I said, fuck, you know, bro. Just the can, open the can and put on the rice.
What's yours?
I don't know, you know. But now or when I was a youth?
I didn't even have a struggle.
Just, yeah, whatever you can remember.
Now I make mushrooms and quinoa. I don't eat meat. Pause. So that's like a...
What does that taste like? I jerk it. You didn't say a pause in the first one.
No, I didn't still.
I was scared.
I have... I like the Indomie noodles.
Beans on toast.
Maggi noodles, whatever. With chicken frankfurters. Like chopped up.
I've done that before.
When I eat them, I was like, bruv, you'd be right in jail.
He's home alone as well, right?
But I still fuck with it now.
I've done that before.
Let us know about the kettle, John.
Bruv, rice and ketchup.
Wow.
I remember.
What, for dinner?
Is that where ketchup stains in the school rave?
School rave, you know. And a ketchup on his collar.
Wow. Mom, you be lit now, man.
You know what's funny, though? I went to school in East. I never forget these Angolans, yeah? Man was eating rice pudding, but he had, like, milk. Was it milk? He had flour and rice in the plate, and he was live on mixing it and making the rice pudding.
For this?
And then when they down, whip up now,
he like, was whipping it like live on. Like, what's that? It's like, it's rice pudding. He's done two maneuvers, and it was rice pudding.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
That's the two maneuvers. I couldn't believe it.
Wait, what's yours?
I don't even know. Maybe like tuna and egg or something.
Oh,
that's not too bad.
That's not struggle, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
you dumb. Wait, how old is you, though?
That's a gym meal, blood.
Yeah, I think it's
what? Seven or something?
What, in a can? That's a
But you say that, but sometimes the tuna can be dry, you know. It's not mayonnaise. Mm.
Or the one with brine.
One of them.
That's it.
You open the
flour oil.
You just open the can.
When your poster didn't come through in time and it lands the week later. Bro, it's tuna and brine, blood. That tuna tastes like hell.
But tuna by itself, without no mayonnaise,
what is beef goulash? What is that?
Brother.
That's like an Eastern European.
It's like a turkey.
That's what I'm talking about in the can.
It's bullshit, bro.
I never heard that
much. It's just like little bits of beef and bare little things inside it. But, bro, by the time you've even consumed a meal, I believe you've had four bits of beef, bro. Bit of sauce. That's watered down. But let me tell you something about prison meals, bro.
That's forgetting.
Man, I'm violating it, you know.
Mm. I used to look at the food and say, yeah.
That's what they make, though, innit?
Yeah, that's what they make, bro. Man are doing things. The flipping gubs gone around the corner, they're spitting it, pissing it.
Hey, you know, I see in Brixton.
What? But it's bad behavior, bro.
See in Brixton, the nonce wing used to fucking deal with the kitchen.
Don't lie.
Yeah, so, bro. Boy, you know what goes on, boy.
That's dark, crazy. Crazy.
The dark side.
That's why I'm
being
a Lord Abiding citizen,
bro. And this is what you,
I would even eat.
And this is context, because this is what you now think about when a man's telling you to go back beef for 6 seconds. You're like, brother, that beef goulash? Nah,
I've actually had a decent goulash though.
And chickpeas.
Some like Czech Republic.
I've never had goulash in my life.
Man done so much gel. Man started to like foods that I never thought
chickpea,
I'd like.
That's nice.
Chickpeas is decent.
I got a chickpea curry the other day.
Yeah.
I went to the Caribbean and got a chickpea curry the other day. I actually went there.
And you spent your money on it?
No, but he's comparing it to beef goulash, bro.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm trying to say is I never used to like none of this.
I hear you.
Yeah, but you were like everything after gel.
Yeah, you had to expand your palate. I hear it.
Bro, it's dark, bro. Roland never sent me no postals. Fake you.
Look at the ring though.
I used to chef every day. I'm just
The ring's mad still.
He was an onion chopper.
That's like a big ring.
And he done dishes. You know he done the dishes.
Everyone's
I'll just chef and then go lotion while he's just chopping the onions.
And we got a wrap up though. Large up you lot for coming through episode 400. I know Brent wants
to start
the studio. Yeah, man.
So I'm saying, man, some milestone, man.
We had to call the man there.
Wait, the girl keeps not here no more, man. You know the fuck's going on in these streets, man. We're calling this one now. 2 shots of tequila and an ace of spades. You know how to... Yeah, man.
Now, you got to add a little bit because we're facts only. So you got to say 2 shots of tequila with some facts and an ace.
With some fats and an ace, man. You know the team, man.
I could have.
Build him up, man. Because he grew his moustache. Last time I seen him, he was like a porn star in the streets.
With it just this.
Yeah,
I had to roast him for that, you know. Man looked like a detective. You know, man walked in. He shot from there. And the bullet hit there.
I believe that the way the bullet hit him.
Wait, you would have been done. One question. Why did you do that? What made you do that?
I had like an acting role in it.
For where?
Oh, the Afro thing that
For what, Pink Panther?
Comedy Central still.
I told him to wear that suit to Graham Daly as well. You didn't want to wear it. The gala. Remember, I said wear that same suit to the gala.
Impossible, bro. I couldn't. That was a state, a prop wardrobe.
Nah, man.
That wig was at $5, you know?
Yeah,
I swear to you, the wig is garbage.
Oh, the wig?
$5.
That's why
Or even more.
That's why Tyler Perry's pulling back on the budget. It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah,
you see some of the wigs in these movies.
Makeup's expensive.
I don't
bro.
Want anything where a man's dressing up as a woman. I don't want to watch that.
It shows up funny though.
Let me tell you something.
I don't like the way that it masculine.
Someone was talking about
Cat Williams.
Was it, man? And one of the Wayans brothers, I see it today.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, you lot are talking about that. Oh, White Chicks, one of the most gross films, boom, boom, boom. He's like, how about Adam Sandler? This person, everyone's wearing dressing as women, innit? I was like, but if we really break it down, White Chicks is a big film, bro. Do you understand? Man's not really onto them because they wore a dress. Whatever they do, like, Hollywood's fucked anyway.
I think with acting, yeah, some actors want to push, so if it's, for example, method acting and all them stuff there, some actors want to push the boundaries and see how far they can go. Someone like Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. That's he's a younger you.
Yeah. He's on that. Not the above. There's a TV show. I think it's on Apple.
Nah, I don't know if he's the best Spider-Man though.
He's my favorite Spider-Man too. Fair. You can't say the brother that played Tobey Maguire back in the day is the best Spider-Man.
Nah, he is.
What?
No, sorry.
The original Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man that like
I know you took him out.
And he became Venom. He was
cold.
He was the best one.
I like the new one.
The middle one ain't good. Pause.
Which the middle one?
Yeah, I know.
The one with the kind of like his hair was kind of curly,
the one
but
that
weird.
You had the poster in your room. Which one's that one?
Wow.
Wow.
Mine, she got ruler. Yeah.
But I told him McGuire's poster in his room.
Onion Chopper Spider-Man poster. Yeah.
A man in Spanish room is crazy on your wall. That's wild.
Above the bed, you know. First thing you see when you wake up.
That's what we're doing, bro. Man, no one ever had that, bro. You're fucking dumb.
I prefer the first one. Upside down.
Tobey Maguire, I think his name is the best one. I think.
Nah, man.
Oh, which one's that?
The one that what saw Uncle Ben die.
Yeah.
Oh, the
nah, man.
One. Nah,
man.
Nah.
He's not even on this. Let me try to find it on my phone. I don't know what that's.
Sorry.
Nah, it's cool.
Face first.
Face first in the dog.
Which one are you looking at, Taylor?
What's that? iPhone 10. Get down, badge the dog.
Oh, you know where the man's phone has got the miniature little character. Man, time, bro. Man get rose gold. All of a sudden, man's changed, bro.
Yeah. It is what it is, B.
Hey, you know what's mad?
Which one is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I like the first one.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire's the best one. The one in the middle.
Not for me.
Tobey Maguire's one in the middle.
I like the first one.
The top.
Hey,
Tobey Maguire's the best one.
Do you not know who this? Brother, let me show you. Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
That's
this one I'm talking about. That's this one here.
No, what's his character name?
What is
Barney it? Stinson.
Yeah.
Super duper gallant.
This one, How I Met Your Mother. He's the worst one.
Is it How I Met Your
Mother? He's garbage. That one's garbage. That one's garbage.
Devon is a legend, blood.
That show's shit, man.
No, it works. No, don't show
shit. Do you know I hate shows where they got the fake laugh in the background? Fuck off, man.
No, but that's because you watched it too late.
No, and then
it's when it was in, you missed it, bro. What? I'm telling you. You know them way there.
What?
Do you know what I mean, though?
Brother.
When it was in, you missed it. That was wild. When it was in, you missed it. That was wild.
That was crazy.
When you watched it, the laugh was delayed, you know?
What? No, but all right, so you seen The Wire.
Oh, shit. What's wrong with you, man?
Sorry.
Have you ever seen The Wire?
Yeah.
All
right, so that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you watch it now and then you're watching, you're like, this is
what the
the way the cameras look and then you get what I'm saying. So if you miss it in this moment, you know what it is? It's like listening to So Solid Now. I'm like, these men were the truth, you know? What are you talking about?
Nah, that's not the same thing.
You missed the time, though.
That show,
you missed your time.
That show's got canned laughter. Why has it got canned laughter? Let me laugh myself.
Hold on.
Sometimes you need to be ushered into the laugh.
You've got prop sounds on your pod.
Jesus Christ.
What's the difference?
Is that laughter?
But it sounds, it's cues.
So what's that gonna do? And that
prop sounds.
What's going on here?
That's a joker.
That thing's got sound. What are you talking about? The sound on the shows. What are you talking about?
But it's just laughter. All the shows have it. Will Smith had it.
He's not knocking the show. You're knocking the show.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying the issue isn't laughter, it's the canned laughter. When you, if you've got a real audience that laughs, it's different.
Them times because what I'm going through. But How I Met Your Mother is a serious
show. That's a serious show.
It's
garbage, though.
Serious show.
It's one of them shows you just have on. Like, you don't really pay attention.
No, you do.
That can't be a good show.
Background music. No, you do.
No, but it's...
Man, listen to a show like music.
What was the show with Smith? Do you remember Smith? What's that? That was a...
That's an E4 show.
So that's better than that show.
Nah.
It is, man.
What's the show with Smith?
We're not Big Bang.
It's not New Girl, is it?
Big Bang. And you've got the Black Brother in it.
Yeah.
That's
he's a Wayne's as well,
isn't he? That show was good. That's what I'm saying. That's a good show.
That's the same kind of humor.
No,
though,
man. Everybody loves Smith. That other one is rubbish, man.
E4.
I watch it sometimes thinking, what kind of jokes are these, man? The fuck, man?
Wait.
Yo, listen. Timing. I need to...
Sorry.
What's I going to say? Yeah, so... continue leaving comments. Obviously, that's picking up now. We've got the Your Comments episode that drops every Wednesday. Get in your comments before Tuesday. To be fair, that might change.
6 p.m. now, why? The episode comes out on Wednesday, bro.
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That one. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. But things are going to change around. Like you said, obviously, Keith's left. So,
man's around now.
Big up, Keith.
Man's around. Keith's done out in these streets. Man's around now.
We're going to work
Keith
on...
Keith is done in these streets.
Basically...
You're not around no more. Wait. Who do you think that's because of? Keith's not around no more.
This guy's dumb.
Keith's not around no more.
So,
and who do you think that's because of?
To continue the analogy, me and Marv are buying a new fridge. We're not sure what we're going to stock in there. Apparently, it's Ace of Spades.
Come on, man.
Apparently, it's... what alcohol should I reference?
No, fax machine.
No, a fax machine.
New Girl. What's New Girl?
Oh, yeah, fax machine. I've got to get a fax machine.
With Mindy.
Yeah.
Come on,
good food.
She's
good food.
Bro,
I watched Bear these local sitcoms.
He was beating Bear slow jams out in your room, man.
Blood, yeah, man. I was going through shit, man.
Just interrupting the other man, them.
Yeah, fuck them, man. Them man ain't got no gal. Them man ain't went on no visits. We got my Sade. She read that with us, man. She read the phone a bit, man. She real, man. Why did I trap her ass, man? Shit, nigga, baby, man. Hey, yo, Sade, I know you're sleeping right now. You gonna wake up and see this shit? Alhamdulillah, you're still mad.
On that note, we're out, man. Love.
Why? Hey, listen. Oh, Joker, you told me to be early. No one was
Don't listen to me. Went to get his prep.
He's
getting meal preps before this.
He told you nine, no?
He knew nine. He told me nine from one.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.